Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Oh my goodness, July is moving quickly. This is a very busy month for me. Well, 1 month isn't a busy month, but I do have our international convention coming up. I've been on nonstop travel. So pray my strength. That's what I'm asking for. But I pray that you are doing well. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in the month of July. Prayers going up for everyone who has been in the line of disaster with Hurricane Beryl, doing so much damage in the islands. You know, so many friends and family affected, and you know, my family's from Jamaica, and then right here in the U.S. in Houston, you know, so many power outage challenges for millions of people in the state of Texas, and displaced, you know, trying to find food because things are spoiling. It just horrific. And then just hearing that the local governor apparently denied getting relief, disaster relief. I don't know. I haven't investigated all of that situation, but my prayer is that those we elect to serve do the right thing on behalf of the communities that they are in charge of. So we know that right here in our family, Carmen Herrera, our wealthpreneur, Mother Joan, I believe Mother N is in the area. So many people who are in the Houston area, we just continue to lift them up in prayer. We also thank God for the new lives, the new babies that have been born in the family, and also prayers for those who are bereaved during this time as the ebbs and flow of life, as someone's coming in this world, someone is exiting. So our prayers go up for those who are dealing with that difficult moment. For those who've been ill, some people have been dealing with diagnoses, with surgeries, with just recuperating from a variety of physical challenges. So we are going to keep them in our prayers. As you hear my voice, I'm not sick. It's just, I think I strain my voice with all the to and fro. So I am going to give myself a chance to replenish in between my commitments, and also sending out some love to my Frasianet PNC family. First year that I couldn't be with them because of all of my other commitments, but pray that they enjoy themselves and have safe journeys back, Dr. Frazier and the whole team. So I just thank God that I can be with you just for a little bit this morning, just to say good morning, to say thank you for those who have been sowing and partnering with us as we prepare for the next iteration of Destiny Designers University and our Faithpreneur TV production. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The spaces that we are trying to fill to create for our faithpreneurs and exposure with our directory and some of the other areas that we are working through. And I want to thank God for our mods, for DJ Jason Hodge, who's celebrating one of my nephews, getting them ready. I can't even believe how time is flying, and these boys are getting too old too fast. Auntie Stacy's going to shrink them back. And Carmen Wealthpreneur, with all of the challenge of the week, just continue to pray for your strength, because the expectancy is that even with all this power stuff, your ability to get on might be limited or stay on long today. And Auntie Roz, Uncle Vinny, praying for you guys, and just thanking God for all of you that are in the room, that are here, that are participating, that are on the conference line, that we get to do this thing called life together. So as I opened up my app this morning, and the scripture that was there was 1 John 5:14, and this confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we just thank God for hearing us. Thank God for being there through the moments, through the challenges, through the ups and downs, when life is lifing, that we continue to stand on his word. I was in a fellowship with Apostle Sandy Norman and the assignment room, she was talking about behind the pressure is the blessing. Don't burst or break. And then some of the other saints of God were just talking about that pressure cooker feeling, right? Like, you're like, oh my goodness, everything's happening on every side. And we don't sign up to say, hey, no, put me in the pressure class, Lord. But sometimes those pressure moments are to establish us, to refine us, to prepare us for what's next. And when he releases that pressure, we come out on the other side stronger. So wherever you are in your journey and your faith of understanding that you have to hold on to what you can't see, but trust what you know, that it is impossible, right, to please God without faith. So as we stand on his word, we're going to continue to just give him glory and praise, because we have to believe that he is a rewarder because we are diligently seeking him. So 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So what is that? What are the imaginations? That's the taunting and the torment from the enemy. So we have to cast that down. Anything that he says, we're not, right? Because he is a liar. He is trying to separate us from the love of God, and he can't do that. And he knows that he can't. So we're going to continue to stand on the word of God. We're going to continue to share his word out so that we can be strengthened in our walk. We can be encouraged by each other's testimony, because we overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So be encouraged today as we end one week, start a new week. Tell us when you introduce yourself, your name, where you're calling from or tapping in from, what you're grateful for. And then just go back to the scripture that you're meditating on, that you are standing on, that's giving your spirit strength, because you're feeding your spirit, you're feeding your faith and starving your fears, and trusting that God has got us all in the palm of his hand. So please keep me in your prayers. One, so I can get this little voice situation together. And two, just for the work ahead, that God will continue to make way out of no way, straighten out any crooked place, and his name get the glory, the honor, and the praise. So have a wonderful fellowship. I will pop back in if I can in between, but I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. And continue to keep, for me personally, the Richardson family in prayer, as my girlfriend has gotten her angel wings. I'm the godmother of her middle daughter. So, you know, godparents take on a different role when we're in these situations. So Chanel is resting in peace. And I just ask you all to keep her husband, who's truly like a brother to me, and their three children in your prayers. And what other announcements do I have? Well, those I'll try to bring next week. So take good care, family. Love you. And we'll prayerfully be here together next week with me live. I'm not sure if I can do live next week. I may be able to. But then the following, I know it'll be in between. I will be traveling, but I think the time of day I can hold on a little longer for us. But either way, keep a sister in prayer, and twice on Tuesday. Bye-bye. Over to you, Mods.
All right, sis. We got you covered in prayer, and you have a safe trip. And God will continue to do all that he does through you while you are doing his work. So, you know, blessings, blessings. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's VIP prayer call. This is going to be possibly a short one today, you know, because we all have things that we've got to do. We're going to keep you lifted in prayer, sis Carmen. You know, we know that you're going to save battery power today. And glad that you are on this side of everything. And, you know, God is going to bring you through all of that.
Hey, Jason, thank you. Hey, family. I just want to be real quick.
Yeah.
I'm in day six without power. So, and I'm in Houston. We've had heat indexes up to 110.
goodness.
So it is beyond what I would call suffering. It is really miserable right now. So I just ask, I'm alive, and I never want to miss this call. So I thank God for breath, although it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
So just keep us in prayer. It's really hard. I'm about to try to walk down all these flights of stairs to take my dog out, and she's 16 almost. So the walk back is even rougher for her. So just keep me and Lyric is my dog, in prayer, and that we assume they're staying another couple of days. And we have no food. I've lost thousands of dollars worth of medication that I need.
Wow.
It's just really tough. So.
Okay, we just lost Carmen. All right. We'll keep her lifted. Hopefully she'll be okay. We can hear.
Something happened. But I'm here. And God bless. Hopefully next Saturday I'll be able to be in better spirits and a little healthier, because it's draining right now. So love y'all. Keep
listening. Love you too, sis. All right. You got it. All right. And so I'm going to go ahead and send an invite to everybody who is on the up in the upper mezzanine. And I will start out definitely what I'm grateful for. Grateful to hear Carmen's voice, that even though they are going through what they're going through in Houston, that she is still with us. And you hear, even though she's going through that and that's miserable out there, hear the strength in her voice and the resolve that she's got. So we will continue to surround her with prayer. We continue to surround Sister Edna and, you know, all of our loved ones who are out there, all of our faithpreneurs and our non-faithpreneurs out there in prayer. That is not easy. I remember when the Northridge quake hit back in 94, and we were in the thick of it. And it was definitely something that drew us closer to the Lord. And we got a very good understanding of what it looks like when you have to depend on God. I mean, really, really. So, you know, it's different when you are out there amongst a whole bunch of people who are also displaced. It's a sobering effect, but it also gives you a completely different resolve. So, yeah, we will keep you lifted in prayer, sis. And as we are going through sending the invites, Dr. Roz, how you doing, sis? Okay, if you're talking, sis, we can't hear you. All right, you may have to pop out and pop back in. All right. And so this week has been a very involved week, very productive. I won't say busy. It was highly productive. So we did tape more of the Mastering Your Media radio broadcast. Always have amazing guests. I mean, the Lord is just continuing to up level, and we've got folks who are literally impacting the world who are coming through the show, and it's just amazing when they get that space to tell their stories. And it's gratifying, because the way that we run the broadcast is different than a lot of broadcasts, because we're not looking for sound bites. We're looking for actual stories, and stories that transform lives. And as we are interviewing our guests, they get to share stories. And it's funny, because guest after guest, they always say, I've never told that story, or I've never been able to share that, or I felt so comfortable here and I didn't know what to expect. And so yesterday was no difference in that. We interviewed Love Moore. She had such an amazing story. Before that, we interviewed the Ice Chips ladies, who came up with this candy that does not rot your teeth out. It actually protects your teeth. We're going to interview this guy who has this project that is literally going to impact the global food structure as well as the oceans. I mean, just amazing folks who are coming through and just pulling up a chair and being very comfortable. So we're grateful for that. I'm grateful for just what it is that God does when you determine that no matter what, you're taking the next steps forward on purpose. So I want to encourage you all that no matter what you see going on in your life, in your world, stick very steadfast to God's purpose for your life. It's amazing what happens when you continue to show up, God continues to show up, and he gives you a level of peace that literally passes all understanding. So I'm grateful for that, grateful for watching these boys grow, my boys doing what they do. Two are working. One has a client. Actually, two have clients. And one is on his way saying, I need some clients. That's the youngest. So just kind of seeing them stretch out and do their thing, take on their responsibilities is just a beautiful thing to see as a dad. You know, it lets me know that all of the stuff that we are doing here to support them is actually supporting them. And hearing what they share with their friends and how they encourage their friends and give the word is just a beautiful thing to watch. So grateful for that. All right, so let's see if your mic is working now, Dr. Roz.
Testing, testing, testing.
Testing, testing. Okay, we can hear you.
The devil is a liar.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to do a prayer that I covered my family with who's in Houston, but I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz, and I am out of Dallas, Texas, but I just want to do this prayer. Father God, we just come before you, giving you all honor, praise, and glory. We come before you with heavy hearts, Father, and not wanting to be distracted, Father, lifting up all those who have been affected by Hurricane Beryl, Father. We ask for your divine intervention, comfort, and provision for each person impacted by this devastating storm, Father. Lord, we pray that those who have lost loved ones, Father, wrap your arms around them and give them peace that surpasses all understanding. Just as Jason has just shared, Father, strengthening them in their grief and provide them with the support they need to navigate this difficult time, Father. We pray for those who have lost their homes and possessions, Father. Provide them with shelter, food, and the resources they need to rebuild their lives. Guide the efforts of the relief workers and volunteers and bless them with the strength and wisdom to meet the needs of those suffering. Father God, we pray for those who are injured or unwell, Father, like the nursing homes, Father, that may not have air, and the workers who are there and trying to keep the elderly cooled off, Father. Father, bring your healing touch to their bodies. Grant wisdom and skill to the medical professionals caring for them. Restore health and strength to all who are physically affected by the storm. We pray for the communities impacted. Foster a spirit of unity and resiliency among the residents, Father. Help them to support one another and work together to rebuild. Father, stop loitering and those who try to vandalize storefronts that may not have the daily activity that they need, but may they find hope and encouragement in the midst of the trial. Lord, we ask for your protection over those still in danger, Father. Keep them safe from further harm and guide them to places of refuge. Give them clarity and calmness in the face of uncertainty. We trust in your sovereignty and goodness, knowing that you with us, even in the darkest of times, Father, that you, your presence will be felt, all who are suffering, and may they find solace in your unwavering care. And Father God, I thank you because you shared with me weeks ago, Psalms 46:1-2. God is our refuge and strength and helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid through the earth trembles and the mountains toppled into the depths of the sea. You, Father, know, you know that I kept saying what? Into the depths of the sea, Father, but you know what's good for us, Father. So we thank you, Father, that this prayer, this season, where we are right now, it serves as a powerful reminder of God, of you, your unwavering presence and support in times of trouble. Continue to be with Miss Edna, Mother Joan, Carmen, and all those who have come to the Faithpreneur Room, Father, who are from that sector of the nation, Father. Father, we thank you and continue guardian angels to be all around Dr. Stacy for all that she does, Father. Let her hear you, Father, when she needs her replenishment and her restoration, that she will steal away, Father, into the secret places, the vertical alignment with you, so that she can be refueled, reignited to go into the horizontal kingdom assignments that you have for her. We give you all honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
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 Good stuff. Thank you for that prayer, sis. We've got Tanika in the house. Tanika, mic is yours. What are you grateful for? Where are you calling in from?
Good morning, Faithpreneur family. I am trying to be quiet because I'm on the move as well. I am grateful for just another day, another opportunity to just, you know, give the Lord praise and to be in the room with my family, Faithpreneur family. I am calling from St. Louis. I am here on travel. I had made a declaration that for the month of July, I would, you know, get out for my birthday month, and that is happening. So I'm here. I have a friend that I met 30 years ago. My friend is pregnant, so today is her baby shower, and her mom was my pastor, Apostle Sheila Morrow. So it's just a reunion, and I'm just grateful to be, you know, able to celebrate my friend and to be amongst, you know, friendship. And my baby sister's here. She's still my baby sister, but she's sleeping, so I'm trying to be quiet. But this morning, I was up at the crack of dawn still because, you know, things are happening at home. My husband had to get up and take my daughter to camp. So, like, you know, I paid for this camp for her to go to for gymnastics. And I'm not there to take her anywhere, so it's kind of funny. But anyway, so my Ring camera was going off this morning, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm an hour behind. I was like, oh goodness. So, you know, time keeps moving, nothing stops, you know. And so I'm just grateful just that, as I've shared with you all over the course of the weeks, about my dad having stage one cancer, lung cancer. On Monday, he will have his stress test to, they pretty much do the stress test 2 weeks before the surgery to make sure your lungs are going to be able to handle the surgery. So I'm just grateful that, you know, we have early detection, just, you know, grateful that the doctors, my dad had a car accident, like a hit and run back in April. And because of his doctor being keen, you know, with his experience, he went and started just making sure he did all these tests, and that's how it was found. So just grateful for early detection. I'm grateful for the room because, you know, you all have been, you know, listening week after week, and, you know, we're all in prayer, you know, for healing for our loved ones, our family and friends. So, you know, this is where I tap in every week, to just, you know, keep me going. So, his surgery date is August the 1st, and, he has said, you know, you all don't have to worry about coming. We'll try to FaceTime and Zoom, and, you know, because we're my sisters and siblings were all kind of spread out. And so I had been asking my daughter, did she want to go to the Ohio State camp? Because it's August 2nd through the 4th, and I was going to fly her to my sister in Dayton, Ohio. And then my mom said in the text group, well, it's August 1st. I said, well, look at God. And he'll be in the hospital for 5 days. I said, okay, God, you know, we got to make some things happen financially, but I'll be able to, if I send my daughter to camp, I'll still be there. So I'm just grateful for how God navigates. You know, his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. He can see way before we can. I'm just, you know, just prayerful and thankful that, you know, my dad is, his mind is right. His spirit is confident. He's, you know, resolved and prayerful. So I'm just grateful for that. He's in good spirits, and, you know, he's positive. I'm positive. You know, we're all just ready to take on this cancer challenge, pull it by the reins, and you know, go for it. So I don't have much more to say. Just wanted to make sure I, you know, tapped on in. Thank you, Jason, for always, you know, my since I'm an hour behind it, you know, my calendar did, notification came. and then, you know, you nudged me, so I appreciate that. And I definitely, I reached out to Carmen this week because I have a lot of friends in Houston as well. So I'm grateful that she is well and that all of our friends and you know, family. I know there's, I don't know, I haven't really saw the report, but if there was any losses, I just pray for any families that have experienced loss. But I just pray that, you know, God just will, you know, do what he does best, and he makes those ways out of no ways, and he will provide and restore. And so I'm just grateful that everyone is safe in our faithpreneur family, and also to the whole anyone affected by Beryl and the path of the hurricane. I'm just praying for all of those families that are affected and that, you know, restoration will come and things will be restored. And so I love you all with the love of the Lord, and I'm going to end and turn it back over to you. I yield my mic.
Yes.
Get my battery going, but Tanika was one of the first people. I love you, sis, for reaching out to check on me. And although, as I said, day six, no power and miserable, please pray for people. We know two people that have lost their lives. One, an elderly lady, one of my daughter's friends from work. I mean, people are dying. So I'm just grateful that I have breath, although I'm dripping wet right now and very miserable. I thank God for that, but please pray. This is real serious. People are dying here because it's hard to live in 100 degrees with no power. So thank you, Tamika, for caring and one of the first people in our family to reach out to me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you, Carmen. I love you. And yes, I will definitely continue to pray because I know, like you said, with no food and then the heat, how that can all consume everything. You know?
Food, no heat, no medication. I'm about to get in the car for a couple hours just to, and then it's hard to find gas because with no electricity, the gas stations, most gas stations operate, you know, they need the electricity. So we have to try to find gas and charge our phone. So love y'all.
Love you too. Wow. Well, look, I have to say, I thank God for this room right here because this tends to be my lifeline to what's going on out there. I had no idea these things were going on until I came into this room this morning. It's like, good gracious. Darren, welcome to the stage, bro. What would you like to share?
Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, especially this one. Grateful for good health and strength, roof over my head, food to eat, clothes on my back, the sunshine. And it's I'm not going to say I'm right, I'm trying to get the right word, but we were supposed to get some of that, you know, effects of Beryl, but fortunately we didn't get it. But I guess on the other side, we could have got a little something to make us cooler because, as you know, it's hot everywhere. But yesterday was actually, we had a cool front that was only like 80 degrees. Usually, you know, it's like in the 90s. So yesterday wasn't too bad. Today might be a little warmer, but anyway. And one thing, you know, like everybody has been saying prayers for everybody who's been affected. I know some people who were affected, but they're not actually with it. They used me like in Cypress, Texas, which I think is not in a few hours, but fortunately their power was off, but now it's back on. So they know they're doing okay. So I want to, you know, continue to pray for them and everybody who's been affected. Just, you know, because all these things, you know, are going on and, you know, it's out of our control. And that brings me to my Bible study for this week, which is, the topic is, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. I forgot who sang that song. So I'm not going to even try and, I wish I could remember the name. The battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And one of the scriptures for that is, read from King James Version, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And also One second. I have another scripture I wanted to read too. It's Jeremiah 29:11, which is, let me see. Hey, was that the right scripture? Yeah, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end. Like I said, with everything going, not just these storms, but everything else that's going on, we can only do what we can do and lead the rest of them to the Lord. Of course, that's easy to say, especially with things. No, we just like with anything, you get we get in our emotions kind of take over, which is not necessarily the bad, because the things happen and we will react to them. But again, like I said, Lord, He knows everything that's going on. Like, like I said, the battle is not ours. And if we try to fight it, not that's just a bad thing, but again, we can only do what we can do. So we leave the rest up to Him. So the battle is not ours, it's His. And and today I had the pleasure to go. It's going to be a celebration of life, not in the traditional sense that the person has. One of my good friends, now, I don't know if her birthday is actually today or not, but we're celebrating her. And she made it to 100, guys. We're celebrating her today. We have a little lunch or whatever, early and a little later on this. I'm going to that. But she made it to 100 years. I'm like, oh. So that's a celebration right there in itself.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And speaking of celebrations, like I said last weekend, I probably will. This is July, one of the best months of the year. I'm sure y'all probably know why I'm saying that. And I do like Dr. Tate. I don't celebrate the whole month like she does, even though that's not a bad idea. But my birthday's coming up, so we'll talk about that when the time comes. It is this month, so I'll save that for that when that time comes. So, and my scripture, which we've been doing for the last few weeks, is Matthew 7:7-8. So asking you, I ask and I receive, I seek and I did find, and I knocked and it was open to me. So, and the close, as I think even, for Sister Regina, I said, not necessarily in the context of who, a closed mouth doesn't get said. And something I know from experience, but that's another story, we don't have time for this. So I'm trying to get ready for this, for this celebration, but I'll be around for a while. So, man, my mic right there. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Good stuff. All right, we got Dr. Viva in the house. Sis, mic is yours.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to everyone. Happy Saturday. Greetings to you, Madam President. I will definitely keep you in prayer that God will give you that endurance. Because things are about to get busy, I know, at our convention. I can only imagine what it is like for you. So definitely keeping you in prayer. I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey. And I am grateful for God's word. I just want to say I'm just grateful for God's word and how it keeps us. Because I'm like, God, like in another process, it is just supporting my son. I have shared with you some things that my son is going through, some things, but me just being there as a mother and supporting him and praying and decreeing and declaring that he will be delivered, that he is going to be healed. And I'm not sure, Sister Lynette, and thanking God already in advance. Right? We speak those things that be not as though they were, but thanking God already for the healing, for the restoration, and for the deliverance. And, in some ways, yes, my heart is broken about some things, but again, I know that God is a healer, and I know that my son will have a testimony and share what God has done for him. Because, yes, we get into our feelings, but this is where I thank God for his word, that he brings it up and reminds us that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We may not know in every area of what God has for us to do, right? Until we like in a situation and just praying and God reveals it to us, right? When we say, God, what would you have for me to do? And how did I get here? And what is this all about? And as I say, I talk to myself. I don't mean it in a way like I'm sitting here having conversations, but it's about just reminding myself of what God's word says and what he has done and remembering the things that I have overcome, because one victory gives us another victory to win. And my prayers are for all those who are in Houston, in the Texas area. The last I heard, we have it, because I get news when I get notifications on my phone, and I haven't gotten anything. Last I heard, it was just hitting Texas, but I didn't know where exactly in Texas and in what capacity. So I'm sorry, y'all. That's my toaster oven for my bacon. My thoughts and prayers are with you, but I also understand, because when Sandy, we forget some people up here in the Northeast, that we, New Jersey is a coastal state, and some people forget that we can get hurricanes. They only think it happens in the Caribbean or along, you know, down in the South. But what Sandy was for us was a hybrid storm. It was a nor'easter. That's the difference too. We get nor'easters and a hurricane, and people still to this day along the shore totally demolished a lot. Still traumatized from it. And I know I was without power for a week because the substation had flooded, and I ended up giving my food away. But it was in October where it was a bit cooler. And just imagine how the heat and, I think I heard you say that someone, they didn't approve of getting service. I don't resources to help the people, but I'm so shocked that, you know, the Red Cross, it hasn't, a state of emergency hasn't been declared, so FEMA can come and assist with that. And,
with Dr. FEMA denied us yesterday.
I can't believe that.
They denied my daughter. She's had children.
It's sad. And I don't know if that's something that can be appealed or who else is just coming trying to. Because I remember he's Mayor Baraka now, but he was the councilman. I was up taking without lights, you know, but we got those. It was spotty. So mine, because our substation went out, that's why I didn't have lights, but there were more people affected. But where they did have lights, we were in a school getting together, taking food to people, you know, and doing those things, or people getting out, you know, if you have food, you can grill it. I took all the food out of my freezer because I didn't want it to go bad. And I just donated it to where I knew they were going to cook food for the people. I said, I'd rather, you know, that happen. But I will pray that someone is going to come through, Carmen, and those resources are going to come in whatever way. I'm just going to believe God. And it just, that part just broke my heart, knowing that people need it and whatever else is going on. I don't even want to get into the politics of it, but we definitely have to pray for our leaders also. And what is going on in this country at this time, it's just a lot. And I'm going to yield my mic with that, but it definitely lets me know that we have to stay in prayer. And this is where, yes, we have to trust God. Jason, as you said, where you had your experience, right, your process, where we really have to trust God and yes, knowing that God will provide, that I know. So I yield my mic.
Good stuff. Thank you for that share, sis. We got Sister Gwen in the room. Mike is yours, sis.
Good morning. God bless. I'm grateful for life. That means that there's purpose assigned to me this day. I am reminded of the word of God that says that this is the day that the Lord has made. And as I quote it and make it personal, I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for what has been said before. I came back from the Power Networking Conference. Miss Dr. Stacy. They talked about it. They had three hosts covering when she was the single host, and they acknowledged how she could hold it down.
Yes.
They acknowledged how they had three hosts to replace the one host, hallelujah, and holding it down. But I am led just to, in brevity, to encourage you, and I speak the peace of God to our hearts and minds. And may God keep us in his perfect peace, not the peace of the world. I'm led, if I may, because as I'm listening to what is going on, Psalms 91, if I can, and I'm going to do it very quickly, if I may, Jason.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Do your thing, sir.
We that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Right now, position your mind, your spirit right now that you're under the shadow of the Almighty. You know there cannot be a shadow unless there's a sun. Just marinate on that. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely, for all of our situations that we are dealing with, affected by personally, affected because virtually by those that we love that are suffering, surely we must say, he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we will trust. His truth will be our shield and our buckler. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, the storms by day, or the arrow that flies by the day. Nor for the pestilence that we are seeing experienced by others that we love and even ourselves that walk us in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at our noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not come to me. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wickedness. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation, our resting place, our comfort, our provision, our covert. Therefore, no evil shall befall us. Neither shall the plague come nigh our dwelling. God is covering in all these things. He's going to give angels charge over us and keep us in all our ways. And those angels shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And we shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the things coming against us, the storms, the tribulations, and the young lion and the dragon shall we trample under our feet, all the adversarial things happening to us, situational things, storms, all of that, under our feet. Because he has set his love upon us. Therefore, will I deliver him? God will just gonna deliver us. He's delivering us. And he's setting us on high because he knows our name. And as we call upon him in time of trouble, God says, I will answer him and be with us in our trouble and deliver us and honor. And then with long life, he's going to satisfy us and show us his grace, his saving grace. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He leads us into paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Adonai is present. He's a present help in our time of trouble. When all else provision
and material aspects fail, I go to the rock because he's my salvation. Lord, right now, steady our hearts. Let us not look at it, the waves of adversity and sink like our brother did, even though he asked God, bid me come to you, Lord. Let us refocus our vision to the God of all provision, the God of all peace, the God of all power, the God of all protection. And with long life, we have a guarantee he's going to satisfy us. I break away the spirit's fear, futility, even anger, even though righteously sometimes reasonable. But Lord, let us look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Right now, Father, come quickly into those areas. Father, thank us that we are answered prayer to someone. And Father, right now, if you're in the room, verbally, if you got a mic, or if you don't, just say, I receive the peace of the God, of the Lord, the peace of Jesus right now. I receive it. Open your mics. You say, I receive the peace of Jesus.
I receive the peace of the Lord.
Yeshua right now.
Yeshua.
Glory be to your name.
I receive the peace of the Lord in Jesus' name. And it is so. And it is so. And it is. So, God bless you all. God bless you all. He knows, he is, he will, he has, and he will continue. Look to the hills from which cometh to your help. And while we're yet praying, he is answering. And no weapon formed against the saints of God are going to have a manifest victory. They may rise, but there will be the absolute omniscience of God that says, I will work everything to your good. We will have victories in this. Everything. Everything to your good. Expect it. Declare it verbally. Let the calves of your mouth frame your day, death and life in the power of your tongue. Speak victory, overcoming, speak situation as opposed to spectating them. Bind and loose the things from you and call them into place. Stand in your sovereign authority that God has given you. And we speak to the storm, go, and come back no more. As believers, as one believer who sat and spoke to the sun and it stayed in the sky longer than it was supposed to. The same God, the same power. Let's take it, walk in it, believe it, expect it, declare it, demand it. Open the calves of our lips and create it. I love you all. I'm so grateful for this place. I'm stirred, and I'm going into deep intercession in the name of Jesus, that we continue to not let our hearts fail us when we have a God that never fails. God bless you, saints.
Amen. Amen. You know, amen. I hope as Sister Gwen was going over Psalm 91, that you all had an opportunity to really sit with the words. There's something about the word that literally imparts life. And when you understand the depth of the words that God has constructed throughout the scriptures, there is a different level that you are always going to be elevated to when you hear and you recite the word. Those words strung together, they not only are power, they empower. So I hope you had an opportunity to just really sit with every syllable that she was speaking. And we have to do that. We have to settle our spirits when it comes to the word. Instead of getting through it, we need it to get through to us. Because it does shift the way that we even see the circumstances that we deal with. We see it from a place of victory, and we see God moving. When she was talking about the last part, when she said, you know, look to the hills from whence our help comes, you know what I saw? I saw, remember that scripture, Sister Gwen, when the young servant and the prophet were there, and he says, Lord, open his eyes so he could see that there is more with us than with them. And when he opened his eyes, he saw the host surrounding the enemy. The enemy thought that they had them covered. They didn't realize that they were covered. God's heavenly host was there surrounding the enemy.
More with them than against them. I believe the clarion call right now is that what God always has reminded me is who we are and whose we are.
Yes.
With what we have.
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing, and it's important for us to read the word out loud so
yes.
our own ears can hear it. But I'm just declaring right now, I want a fighting spirit to take place right now. Because, see, this is what I'm asking God to lift up Carmen, all of those that are in Houston, just lift your hands up. And anyone that's in any kind of battle, lift your hands up. And let the Aaron and Ur that held Moses' hands up while the battle mm-hmm. was going on,
mm-hmm.
that because of sustaining him, because of decreased strength, just symbolically right now, he'll take the foolish things. Jason, thank you so much, because when you said in power, what you said, that was a rhyme of words. Right now, I'm lifting my hands and saying, Lord, I'm going to symbolically, because you're the same yesterday to this day and forever. You're going to put arms up. You're going to help me strengthen. Just do it right now. Don't even think about it being foolish. Right now, demand the aspects of God. See, we have not because we ask not. But sometimes you'll get so overwhelmed in the situation that you're in, you forget to call on the aspects of your manufacturer, the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, call him in. He's a present help. Be my yes. present help. Speak in person. Be my present help right now in my time of need. Right now. Andre Crouch wrote a song. He said, if you believe it, I know you can receive it right now. Light right now. Food right now. Healing right now. Oh, you stirred me, Jason. I'm just going to be silent. But right now, he is a fighter. Let us learn how to fight even more effectively in the realm of faith. In Jesus' name. It is well. Please stand yeah. in your hearts. I don't care what's going on with us. And a lot is. And it's deadly. I'm not minimizing it. But we must, as people of faith, say, as the woman was looking at a dead child, and was asked how she was, she said, it is well. She spoke it to be. Thank you, Jason.
You know what, sis? When you said, I don't mean to minimize it, I think we are supposed to minimize it. Anything that does not align with what God's promise is, we need to minimize that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Greater is he. Greater.
Yeah.
The greater one.
We have to get in the habit of seeing the bigness of our Father and his promises and his word and the smallness of the circumstances, no matter what they look like. The word says that the thief roams around. He's like a roaring lion, but his teeth have been extracted.
Well, he also says this light affliction does not compare to the glory as set before
exactly.
us. So praise God for framing the word. We're going to get our deliverance from the word physical Jesus.
That's right.
Look, in the beginning was the word. Ooh, glory.
Just going from a very scientific standpoint, because there's no separation between God's word and his creation and how it actually works. Because you will see, and you could look at these reports, it's amazing when you go and research this stuff, but your cellular activity at a molecular level, it responds to words, it responds to light, it responds to intention, it responds to thought. And so when God tells us how to think on these things, how to think on his words, how to meditate on his word, the way and the impact that it has on our physical structure, it shifts the atmosphere, it shifts the way that our body responds, even to medication or to non-medication. Our body responds or tunes like a tuning fork when we have the right words that we are meditating on. So when it comes to how we meditate on the word, again, take your time with it and really understand what God has said. Because when we align with that, then everything in us aligns, which means that even when it comes to sickness and the way that our body responds to things and responds to the environment, we begin to command our body the way that God told us to command it. So even the elements that take place, we've got to look at it from this standpoint. Anytime that we move in fear or doubt, it is a perfect way for us to see which areas of our lives are not yet reconciled to his word. And then we say, okay, Father, I see that. Now let me line that up. What was that scripture where he said, help my unbelief? So every time that things happen that we get flustered, it's like, hold on, wait a minute. Why am I getting flustered when I know the end of the story? I know the victory that has already been given me. So being that I know that and I believe that, then that's what I'm walking in regardless of what I see. So I think that this is always a wake-up call to us when we find ourselves in the middle of whatever circumstance. I remember this one lady, she was given a praise report. And there was a fire that took place in her neighborhood. The whole city was evacuated. They said it was kind of crazy. She was praying in her house. And the fire burned on the one side of her house, burned the other side of her house. I'm talking about the property line. Behind the property line, it didn't touch her house. Even the trees that were hanging over her side and the neighbor's side, the trees were burned up. Her side, the line of the tree that passed the threshold of her property was as if fire never hit the tree. So we have to understand that his promises are true. And it is for us to line up with those promises, not for us to fold and bow to the circumstances. And it may sound kind of tough and hard because we are in a time right now where we want to be heard and acknowledged and this, that, and the other. We just have to make sure that the right things are being heard. And that's God's word. What does God say about this? And then what do we hold him to? Father, this is what your promise is. I don't know how you're going to do this, and it's really, quite frankly, not my business how you do what you do and what you've already done. Open my eyes so that I can see the more that is with me than it is with the enemy. Open my eyes so that I can see how to walk the path that you've laid before me. Open my heart so I can receive your promise and your truth. You said the truth shall make me free. So once we understand the foundation of all that there is, the truth that God has already laid, we have footing to walk on. So it's a different place of understanding our power in him, a different place of understanding how his promises work. But we have to know that we must minimize the circumstances and magnify his truth. Praise God. All right, we've got Sister Regina in the house.
Sorry, before she come up, Jason, may I say something, please?
Sure.
Just what you were talking about, and that's what I mean by when I talk to myself in regards to remind myself of what God's word says about things, because if I allow my thoughts to venture, right, and go away, it will have me doing things that are contrary to what God's word says. So it's very important that we stand on it and remind ourselves and just talk to ourselves about it. And it's more of a reminder, not, you know, some of it, yes, when we're talking to God, yes, it is a conversation with him, right? But just say, no, God's word says this. How am I, you know, because those thoughts are going to come, because that's why we have to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ. So I'm going to yield my mic. Go ahead, Regina.
Oh, hold on 1 second, sis, Regina. Sorry yes. about this. I just got a message. All right, Sister Edna, I just saw that pop through. We're going to have the Houston folks speak while they've got some power real quick, if that's okay, sis. I'm going to have Sister Edna speak real quick.
Of course.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, family. As you all know, Houston, Texas has been, actually the state of Texas, has been hit with the Hurricane Beryl. And so I just want you all to keep us lifted up in prayer. I thank God that he protected me. I live in an area where there's many, many trees that are down today. But nothing happened at my house. All the trees, and I got big trees as well, that are still standing. Great trees time. All around me that's down. Streets covered with trees, but he protected me. So amen. I thank God for allowing me and have no light, but I was able to save my daughter that lived downtown and had light. But one of the things that I have found in the midst of this, because I went through Harvey as well, is that when you have been protected and God has spared you, get out and help somebody else. I have been from Monday when the storm hit, because a lot of my seniors' places had got stuck. They had no power. They had nothing. And so I have been out working, getting them food, feeding them, and working. And that's how I can deal with what's going on. Because if you look at the surroundings around you, it's devastating. And to see a lot of our seniors that are living in these high-rise, that elevators are stuck, that they can't get out. It's overwhelming. So keep us in prayer. Mother Gwen, I'll reach out to you later. But keep this city in prayer, because we're dealing with a lot. And even though I don't think CenterPoint and other these others, everybody's pointing the fingers at everybody, but they wasn't prepared. And so, but we know that we serve a God that it could have been a Category 3 or 4. If we got hit hard with a Category 1, can you imagine if it had been a 3 or 4? So we are still blessed, even in the midst of the storm. So just keep us in prayer. Thank you.
Can I ask a question for the people? We got Carmen. We've got Mother Edna. Are your banking facilities up? I mean, can people get cash? I mean, we as a community, how can we perhaps help you cash apps, et cetera? I am not trying to solicit the room, but I believe that we are the present help that's in God's hands to perhaps help our sisters and brothers, et cetera. How can we, is there ways of...
Well, you can, you know, my organization, you know, which is Acres of Angels, my organization, that you can mail me. I've been having people doing that now, because I've been feeding the seniors every day meals, because, you know, they lost everything in their refrigerator.
Okay, because I'm being sensitive to you being empowered. So, Jason, this is disclaimer. This is just a suggestion from me. It's not indicative of... Stacey, but
okay, I'm not really hearing what you're saying. I don't know if everybody else mute out right now while speaking, and that way we can hear what's being
right.
said.
Right. So, Sister Edna, move to mic for a minute. The people in Houston, Carmen, Edna, who else is it, Jason?
Then we thank the factory lady. I thank the factory lady.
So, if you all can put in ways that we can assist assist you as we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's be that present help, okay? Whether it be Dell, et cetera. And I'm just claiming it. This is not something that Dr. Stacy has asked. I hope I'm not out of order, Jason, but I just felt led that there needs to be in addition to pray and do, perhaps help them. I don't know what the banking fees are or if they're even up, but again, I just felt led to say that. Okay, I'll be quiet.
That's confirmation, Mother Gwen.
I just want to say thank you, because I don't think people realize, and I think Dr. Stacy would be okay because she's assisted us. We are spending hundreds of dollars just to eat because we got to drive, and I'm feeding four people, you know, daughter, granddaughters with no power, so we can't keep anything. Lost all my medication. So thank you, Mother Gwen, for that.
Good stuff. Thank you for that share. All right, Sister Regina. Mike is
yeah,
yours.
Wait, can they put that stuff in the chat right now?
Absolutely.
Are they
yeah.
able to?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Edna.
I mean, they have to type it in, so yeah.
And Carmen. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Sister Regina, Mike is yours.
Okay. I'm going to say good morning, everyone, because we are virtually together, and that's a blessing in spite of the things that are happening. So the best thing to do is to read the word. So that's what I'm going to do. A prayer for victory, Psalm 20. And this is especially for Carmen and Edna and the faculty lady, all of those who are dealing with severe challenges at hand. Says, the Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of Elohim of Jacob, defend thee, send thee help, the sanctuary from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of Yahweh the Elohim. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Say, Yahweh, let the King hear us when we call. So Mother Gwen led me to speak his word and not my own. In this situation, I pray for all of those who experienced it. I pray for you, Carmen, Sister Edna, the factory lady, all those who experienced it, the special hardships in Texas right now. And what I'm thinking for today is to be able to say something positive and use and speak his word and not my own. And that's all I'm going to do today. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you for that share. All right, we've got Lens of Faith on. Hey, sis.
Well, good God morning to each and every one of you. I want to say blessings and peace to Madam President and to all my other beautiful sisters on the line on this morning. I want to really say a prayer for Madam President and also those affected by Hurricane Beryl. I'm here in Florida, in Tampa area, so I've survived six or seven of them so far. So I know what it feels like. Amen. I want to start off with this scripture that God placed on my heart. Amen. A few days ago, the Lord took me to Genesis 1:28. to study. Amen. He gave me 128. He said, I need you to go back and look at this scripture. And as I began to look at the scripture, the very first four words blessed my heart. It was like I hovered over the first four words and I couldn't get past that. The Bible says, and God blessed them. Oh, my God, today. I don't know if y'all can feel it like I can feel it. But the Bible says, and God blessed them. And God blessed them. If you could just get that in your soul this morning, and God blessed them. It made me think about all of the things that I go through. God is still blessing me. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. If you don't know what subdue is, it is take control over. So we have dominion and we have authority to take control over. This verse goes on to say, and I have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. The blessings of God are yes and amen. The blessings come after the trial and the tribulation. Oftentimes, it's our faith that gets us through. Come on, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. But the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if we stand on our faith in every situation, in every circumstance, every trial, every tribulation, come on, the blessings of God will hit your life. And God bless them. I just keep going back to the first four words of this scripture, Genesis 1:28, and God bless them. I came to tell somebody this morning on this line that God is going to bless you. Come on, all you need to do is obey God's command. Obey God's command and watch God bless you. The blessings of God are attached to your obedience. Come on, your obedience should be attached to your faith. Your faith is what allows you to move by faith and not by sight in this earth realm. And the blessings of God are going to hit you in abundance. I came to prophesy over the room this morning. I decree and declare success and progress in Jesus' name over every person under the sound of my voice on this morning. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for Madam President, Dr. Stacy, my God, today, NC Grant. Lord, I bless your name, Father, for who she is in the realm of the spirit. Lord, I ask you to continue to lead and guide her every step of the way. Lord, we ask you to cover her now from the crown of her head to the sole of her very feet. Lord, I ask you to touch her family now, her husband, her children, oh God. Lord, be a fence all around her each and every day. Lord, I ask you to blow fresh wind on her now, oh God, giving her the tenacity, oh God, to continue to navigate this earth realm. Lord, I pray right now over every person affected by Hurricane Beryl. Lord, I ask you to touch their hearts today, oh God, and allow them to know, Father, that you are walking with them, oh God, and that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. You are ever-present help in a time of trouble. Lord, I thank you today, oh God, that you are sending in the resources, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, you're allowing willing hearts, oh God, to connect with your vision assignment, oh God, to care for the needy, those in hurt, harm, or danger, oh God, the widow and the orphan, oh God. And Lord, right now, those affected by Hurricane Beryl, Lord, I ask you right now, oh God, to put on the hearts and minds of your people all across this land, oh God, to do something by faith, oh God, to serve, sow, and protect your people in this earth realm. Lord, I love you. I thank you, Father, for being our Father, Abba. Lord, I thank you, Father, that we lean not to our own understanding, but we will trust you in all of our ways. Lord, I thank you now, for the blessings of God will make you rich and add us no sorrow. It is in Jesus' almighty name that I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my brother Jason, and Madam President, God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you for that prayer, sis. Really appreciate it. Wow, and it looks like we are at the factoring lady. Wow, everybody on the stage is spoken. That's amazing. All right, Patricia, Pat, mic is yours, sis. And I don't know if you're able to speak or not. All right, Pat. So, yeah, if you're trying, then it's not working. You may have to pop out and pop back in. All right. Well, so for those of you who are on the stage,
We're grateful for your shares today. For those who are in the audience, I'm just going to send another invite. This is not a press. This is just to let you know that we see you. And if you wanted to pop up onto the stage, you are more than welcome. If not, we are going to start to move to a close on the room. Grateful for all the shares, though, this morning. It's been really rich. All right. Okay, so it looks like, go ahead.
Jason, this is Darren. All right. See, this is one of the reasons why I love this room so much. Excuse me, I won't get choked up. We go through things. We all know things that we go through things. And we need, you know, a little, you know, confirmation every now and then. Again, we know that sometimes we need to hear it, you know, from somebody else. And not just today. I mean, since I've been, we've been in this room, and again, not just today, but it's like, I want to encourage everybody. Like, I encourage myself sometimes too. And especially in situations like this, where, you know, so much is going on. And again, I'm speaking to myself as well. We have to remember, because we go around, and I'm not saying this in a negative, but we go around saying, oh no, how big our problems, how we tell people how big our problems are. We need to tell people our problems, how big our God is. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm speaking to myself too. I'm not, you know, but anyway. So we need to get in the habit of doing that. Again, things are about, you know, easier said than done. But if they're not, she's like you say, not the power of life or death is in the tongue. So we speak positive things will happen. Not saying negative things won't happen, but we got to learn to rise, you know, above those things. And again, it's not easier said than done. And I'm sitting here listening to everybody, especially the folks. I don't keep using the word special, but in Texas, I'm thinking about going to Texas for my vacation, but right now I'm sitting here. I'm like, maybe that's not a good idea. But then on the other hand, I remember the scriptures out there. He did not give us the a spirit of fear, but a spirit, you know, of power and love and all these other things. I'm from New Orleans, for people who don't know. And I'm sure most of y'all who know what happened on Hurricane Katrina. So that was a whole nother situation. But, and see, I'm still here for a reason. So, and it's like, I think it was Sister Edna said, we can try to run, but we can't hide. Because I've been up here almost, since Katrina, and we've had, you know, storms up here. Of course, it's not nothing as significant as other places, not minimizing that either, but it's like, you can't just go around, okay, I know it might storm, so I'm going to say, no, we can't, like I said, he did not give us a spirit of fear. So I'm going to still go out and enjoy my vacation. No matter where I go, it's going to be, you know, I owe that to myself. So, again, I'm thinking about going to San Antonio because I got a girlfriend who lives there. So, you know, and I checked on the weather right before I got on. It's like, they're going to have some thunderstorms, but, you know, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, let alone 2 weeks, no, 2-3 weeks from now. But I'm saying, you know, I'm going to do me because nobody can do me anyway. So, but again, I'm saying all this here, we tell people, you know, how big our problems are. We tell how big our God is. So I just said that was on my mind. I wanted to share that. And thank you.
Thank you for that share, brother. All right. We got Sister Joy on the stage. Sister Joy, mic is yours.
Hi. Good morning. It's my first time in this room, and I don't know the protocol or the people, so forgive me in advance. I am in Houston, and I'm one of the people that has been a little bit more fortunate in that I have power and different things. But one, I just wanted to offer, I don't know everyone here, but if someone needs the ride somewhere or if someone needs help that I can provide. We don't know each other, so we're taking a safe step both ways. But if I can support it, please let me know, DM me or something, and I'll do what I can. I'm so happy to offer that. The other thing I just wanted to share.
Wait, excuse me one second. Can you type a number in your chat for those in Houston? Because by the time they may have limited resources with even their internets and phones, et cetera. So if you can type a number, if you feel led and comfortable, that may be the
I'll
fastest
share, like,
way.
I'll share like my Instagram or things like that. And I reached out to Carmen. No, like, I was trying to message people on the side. But yeah, I'll share that. I'm also new here. I've only been here about 11 days. So I moved on the 1st. So I'm still figuring things out. I just wanted to offer support because sometimes it's easy to just be like, thank you, Jesus, and sit in your comfort. But I just wanted to offer support if I could. The other thing is when the storm hit, and I'll just share this as a word of encouragement, God had told me to do something every day for the month of July that required, in my mind, internet power, all those things. And so the day of the storm, I was kind of like, well, I guess the storm will pass over because God told me to do this thing. And clearly, I can't do this thing without power. And it has something to do with like going live on a platform just every day for 30 days. So I had power until about 2 minutes before the time I'm supposed to go live. And the lights flickered, lights went out. And I immediately was like, well, let me just message everybody to let them know that we're going to cancel or change things. And I heard God say, the storm doesn't change the assignment. Mm-hmm. Like, I told you to do something and the storm doesn't change that. So I had to go in another room and figure things out. I'm just getting, because I just moved, I'm moving from New York. So things had to get shipped here. So my stuff was supposed to be here that day. So I didn't have no furniture. Like, I was still kind of just walking around and nothing. And I had some candles. I lit the candles. I went live probably looking like I was in witness protection. and it was like really crazy. But as I was sharing, God then said to me that nothing required for the assignment was impacted by the storm. He was still able to do what I said. Just want to encourage somebody. I know that life storms, period. Like, I know for some of us, we're sitting in, we hear all the things that people are saying, but I'm still sitting in no light. I'm sitting in no power. I heard Carmen mention not having medication and the cost to take care of family, et cetera. And I know that we're sitting in the kind of this intersection of like, God, I love you and I trust you. And I'm also hyper aware of how hard my circumstance is at the same time, like these two things can exist. I just hope that there's encouragement that says the storms don't change the assignments or the things that God has required us to do or given us to do. The storm doesn't change that. And at the same time, everything that we need for the assignment is preserved even in the storm. So I don't know what everybody is working through or dealing with, but I just offer that encouragement. I definitely am praying for those who still don't have things. And I'm offering help. I'm in that middle of like, I don't know everyone. So I'm also like mindful of safety, but also wanting to do. So if it's Cash App I can send, or if it's, you know, someone is local and they need a ride to a grocery store, I have gas in my car. So things like that I can offer. I'll share that. I'll put my Instagram handle in the chat. I also still don't have Wi-Fi. There's certain things that are still wonky here, but just I hope everyone can be encouraged. And I'm really praying that this is a sooner than later situation for those that are still without power and without things. And I'm going to turn my mic off. And thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you for that share. And I love that what God shared with you is like, circumstances don't change the assignment. That's a quotable, that's a tweetable right there. I think sometimes we do allow the circumstances of life, and it's not that they are anything that is less than what appears to be hard until God shows us the way to navigate around it or through it. So that's a real good word, Joy. That's a real good word. Let's see, Pat, if your mic is working now. Okay, we can hear you. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, good deal. The phone's been going in and out. Just really grateful. My power did come on day 4, so very grateful for that. But however, you know, it's very hit or miss, as someone mentioned earlier, like, you have so many houses where, like, you know, trees right next to the house, and then it falls on the yard instead of the tree. So there's still a lot to be grateful for, just to give a sense of share and what's going on. I, you know, on day two, I was still very optimistic, thinking I was going to find Wi-Fi so I could work, you know, with laptop in hand, left at 10:30 a.m. and was in line for 2 hours to get gas and ended up being stranded because the car broke down while waiting for gas, and I ended up not getting back home till 8:30. I put a note in the chat about people price gouging. Again, the phone internet has been so horrible, so I was having to use the app to try to get a touch. I couldn't even get the roadside assistant because the call would not go through. So having to use the app, and but still, you know, looking at the silver lining, because I broke down at a grocery store, so it was a grocery store gas station, so I was able to, you know, keep going inside the grocery store to get, you know, cooled off while trying to keep an eye on my car because I didn't want it to get impounded and then have to pay for, you know, pound and then wrecker and all this stuff. But just there's people taking advantage. I had to put in a request, like three requests through my app. The first one that, you know, some very shady person, you know, because keep in mind these are vendors, you know, you may have a reputable insurance company, but you know, this third party vendor calls me and says, you know, straight up, I can give you 5 gallons of gas. It's going to cost you $100 cash only. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it, you know, type of situation. So, you know, it's like, I don't have that, you know. And so, you know, long story short, I ended up making it back home. But just, you know, again, trying to keep my eye on the silver lining of things. I'm grateful to have an employer that's understanding and so forth. My mom ended up in the hospital yesterday as a precaution in the midst of this. Husband's vehicle broke down in the midst of this as well. So we got two vehicles that are out. That's just the situation at hand, but very grateful. If there's anyone I could help out, I'm in far north Houston. I'm en route right now to get a loaner. My daughter, though, for prayer requests, Amani, she's in Huntsville, which is about 60 miles from downtown Houston. She is not been able to work. She works at a daycare. They have been closed. She's the one that does suffer from mental health challenges. So her anxiety level has been sky high. And she does try to DoorDash when she can. You know, with businesses closed, there's not much door dashing that can take place, but just praying for her finances and her mental state, because, you know, she's not alone. She does have a partner, and so they're both financially in a rut, and you know, and they got to pay bills, and it's a lot. So and my mom did make it home. She was there the whole day yesterday at the hospital. They were making sure that it wasn't, she had swollen in the legs and wanted to make sure it was, you know, an artery or something that was going to clog artery. But she's fine. So just trying to keep my silver lining. It could have been a lot worse, as someone mentioned, as far as category in terms of hurricane. So thank you for allowing me to speak, and blessings to everyone. Bye.
Appreciate your share, sis. All right. Okay, well, for those of you who are seeing the link at the top of the room, that link is one of the ways that we use to support the process of building out the Faithpreneur Television Network. So you can go directly there to the Cash App. And for those of you who I'm hearing a mic open, yes, Joy, go ahead.
Sorry, I just must have never closed my mic.
No worries. All right. And Sister Gwen, I don't know if you have anything else to share. I see your mic is open. So if you have something else that you'd like to share, mic is yours. All right. Good stuff. All right. So you can go to that Cash App, and you can make your contribution there, or you can go to the faithpreneurweekend.com and then scroll on over to where it says Investor Circle, and you can support there as well. And for those of you who, yes.
I'm sorry, real quick. So that, you said about the Cash App for Dr. Stacey, is that for the Investor Circle as well? I kind of went to the website and I saw the information on there, but I wonder if the Cash App for Dr. Stacey you just mentioned, could that be for the Investor Circle as well, or is that
just something? Yeah, either one of them will get to their organization in order for them to continue moving forward on everything that is happening on this side. So, yes. Very good question. Thank you. And so,
and mm-hmm. I'm sorry, man. I wonder, it could seem that, again, I could be wrong, but, and not, you know, minimizing nothing at all. But I went to the website, and it looked like the, for the Investor Circle, those looked like it was, you know, specifically for those, you know, those amounts. So I was inquiring if Dr. Stacey's Cash App could be used for that. That's why I was asking for.
Yeah, and that would probably be a Dr. Stacey question.
Question, yep.
But yes, but I do know that when she does post it up there, she gives instructions that folks can also contribute through that as well. So all just right, following the same protocol. Thank you so much for the question. Yeah, so in relation to all that we've talked about today, I want to leave with this, that the word is true when he says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we're going to continue to stand and to decree and declare the victory in the lives of all of those who are affected inside of Houston. And also the greater work that is being done is that every area that needs to be reconciled to the Lord, that it can be, every area where the conversation needs to be aligned. That is, I love what Sister Joy just said when God told her that the circumstances, they don't circumvent the assignment. The assignment that he's given is the assignment that he's given. And it reminds me of when we were coming up, we used to watch Kung Fu Theater on Saturdays. The martial artists would do their thing, but I would see the rigorous training that they had to go through, where they'd be on stilts having to hold jars and bottles of water while they're balancing on one big toe. And it sounds crazy until you actually have seen folks do that in real life. I have. And it goes to show that the circumstances, they may be circumstances to some, while others, they just look at it as, okay, so this is what's going on and this is what I need to overcome. And I need to come into balance with what needs to happen in order for me to be successful here. And these are areas that we are all learning on how to trust him in every aspect, every circumstance, every turn of life. We learn to trust that, you know what, Father, if you said for me to go through this, to get to that finish line, then that means that it's attainable through you. So I'm going regardless of what I see. So we're going to continue to lift our brothers and sisters up who are experiencing stuff going down in Houston and stuff going down in life across the board, that we can all see this. And this is me included. We can all consistently see everything that goes on as an opportunity for us to not only walk out our faith and live our faith out, but also for us to declare and decree every promise that God has given us. Because no matter what, God is true. Everything else that doesn't align with him is the liar. So we're going to hold to that. What is the truth of the matter? And the truth of the matter is that we walk in victory. We walk in life. We are powerful and empowered through him. So everything that comes out of our mouth that is in alignment with his word, our expectation is that it is done. And so we stand on that and that alone. So let's pray out. Father God, we just come before you and thank you and praise you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Father, We thank you for all that you have done, all that you do. And we thank you, Father, for holding us up with your strength, your word, your victory. We thank you that the victory is ours from the foundations of the world. You created us in victory, Father. You created us in life, Father, and we walk in that. We embrace that. We own that because it is a part of our heritage. We thank you and we praise you, Father, that every gift, every good thing that comes from you, Father, is ours. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. And Father, we walk in the faith that you've given us, the same faith that when Yeshua bid Peter to come out onto the water, he was able to do that. He was walking on that word, Father. We thank and praise you, and we call forth that word for us to walk on as well, to stand above our circumstances and to operate in your victory, in your truth, in your way and your will. Father, we thank you also that you have kept the enemy at bay and you have given us victory over the enemy, that we do trample over serpents and scorpions, Father. We thank you that the enemy was defeated before the foundations of the earth as well. And we thank you for showing us how to navigate our life, how to navigate our ministry that you have placed in us, Father, how to navigate and bridle our tongues so that we are only speaking your life and your victory in everything that we do. We glorify and magnify you, Father, for your covering and your hand of protection over Carmen, over Patricia, over Edna, over all of those, Father, who have been named today, and all of those who have not been named, Father, but you know who they are, who need your intervention. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. You said that you will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. So, Father, continue to align our minds that they stay on you so that we can see you and not anything else. It is a narrow road to you, Father. Keep us on that narrow by keeping our attention and our gaze on you so that you can draw us to you. And Father, cause us to continue to lift you higher that you may draw all men into you. It is for us to glorify you, Father, which is to reflect you. So let us know you at a depth and at a level that we can reflect you properly on a dying world. Let your light shine through us, Father, that those who you have called can know how to come home. You said that you came to seek that which is lost. So, Father, we ask that you use us as your servants and your vessels to be a beacon to point your children back to you. In everything that we do, word, deed, business, and in life, relationships, and the like, in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray, Jesus Christ, amen. All right, y'all. So we are bringing the room to a close, and we will see you, God willing, next week. For those who have not yet checked out the Zelles and the Cash apps that are in the chat area, I'll encourage you to pop on over there now, screenshot what you need to screenshot, and that way you can store it in your phone. You can reach out as you need to. And also you can pray for those and keep them continually lifted in prayer that they may be encouraged. You know how David said that he encouraged himself. So we also pray that for everybody, that they are encouraging themselves also in the word, and they're standing on the promises and not the circumstances. All right. So the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2. You all have a blessed week. Love you all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.